WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade is Steven Spielberg's third and final film about the archaeologist and adventurer played by Harrison Ford. Guest film critic Owen Gleiberman has a review.
If there's anything trickier to bring off than a sequel, it's the sequel to a sequel. As irresistible as the characters and situations may once have seemed, now they run the risk of flat-out overfamiliarity. Yet in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, Steven Spielberg sidesteps the usual third-chapter blues. This new film isn't going to win any prizes for originality. It's really a shameless retread of the original Raiders of the Lost Ark. Once again, Harrison Ford's outrageously intrepid archaeologist, Indiana Jones, is in pursuit of a mystical MacGuffin. Substituting here for the Ark of the Covenant is that larger-than-life icon, the Holy Grail. And once again, Indy's rivals are a crew of leering Nazis who might have stepped freshly minted from some 40s Hollywood thriller. This time around, though, Spielberg bolsters the familiar story with a winning new character, namely Indy's father, Dr. Henry Jones. He's a fuss-budget scholar who's never shared much with his son beyond his love of archaeology, and Sean Connery plays him with impish understatement. It's not quite the robust star turn we expect from Connery, but it'll do. Jones Sr. is searching for the Grail, too. And though Indy himself is more of a chip off the old block than he'd care to admit, relations between the two are anything but smooth.
Dr. Jones.
Yes? Yes?
You have the diary in your pocket.
You don't! Do you think my son would be that stupid that he would bring my diary all the way back here? You didn't, did you? You didn't bring it, did you?
Well,
you did.
Look, can we discuss this later?
I should have mailed it to the Marx Brothers.
Will you take it easy?
Take it easy? Why do you think I sent it home in the first place? So it wouldn't fall into their hands?
I came here to save you.
Oh, yeah? And who's going to come to save you, Junior?
Connery is a little miffed right there, but for most of the movie, he spits out the word Junior with maximum wry finesse, affectionately putting Indy in his place. It's no wonder Spielberg plays down the love angle this time. Despite a few obligatory meetings between Indy and a beautiful blonde Austrian with a shady secret, the true romance in The Last Crusade is the one between Indy and his lovable, infuriating dad. Connery has been having a field day recently playing Zen father figures, and he helps humanize Harrison Ford's bravado. Playing off Connery, Ford finds a new urgency in the character. There hasn't been an action hero this soulful since, well, since Sean Connery handed the role of James Bond over to lesser mortals. True, the banter between Ford and Connery is a bit on the functional side. It lacks the requisite screwball comedy sparkle. Yet the relationship has just enough heart to speak to those of us who feel that the Raiders movies, for all their insolent showmanship, have represented Spielberg at his most mechanical and confining. Indeed, Spielberg and producer George Lucas are right to make this the final installment in the series. As an action fantasy, The Last Crusade is exciting without being exhilarating. The movie lacks the slapstick audacity of Raiders, or the near-demonic relentlessness of Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Spielberg took an unfair lambasting over that last film, and it's clear that on some level, he's desperately trying to atone for the critical attacks he received. With The Last Crusade, he's made a first-rate, if unimaginative, PG adventure movie. And now, it's time to get off the roller coaster.
Owen Gleiberman is a freelance writer and former film editor of the Boston Phoenix.